Welcome, welcome to a lesson, a teaching that I am so excited to share with you that has been percolating within me, that I've been working with for some time now, and that I was introduced to many years ago through initially my work with Stephanie Rooker of the Voice Journey Sound Center based in New York, and that I have been reintroduced to over and over again throughout the years through my work with Tom Kenyon and the ascended civilization known as the Hathors. And I won't go too much into the Hathors right now, other than they are an energetic presence meant to be like big brothers and sisters to help us along here on the planet in our evolution. And so both of these teachers for me, Stephanie Rooker and her work with sound, vibrational sound healing, and using the voice as a healing instrument and the body as healing instrument, along with this work from Tom Kenyon and the Hathors, has really been a gift in terms of moving energy through the body and ultimately working with emotions and the energetic vibrations of emotions and really working with those to move the energy through the body to become more skillful, right? More adept at working with our emotions. So I'm going to talk a little bit about sort of the concept, and then we're going to get straight into the practice. The Hathors, through a beautiful, there are many books and teachings that you can look up around the Hathors. One that I love is called The Hathor Material, Messages from an Ascended Civilization as Channeled by Tom Kenyon. And they have some work in here, quite a bit around emotions and how emotions, getting more skillful, and more clear and just more connected to our emotions is a way that we can really evolve as a species. And so there's work here that we can do to really embrace that all things in our universe, in our manifest universe, are vibrational in nature. And that there's a direct relationship between the form of something and its frequency of vibration, right? We've talked about, you've heard me talk about correlation of energetic vibrations, vibrational waves that we create that create our patterns, our inner patterns, our belief patterns, and how that all connects with our emotional body and how our emotions will reinforce old limiting beliefs. And so working in a vibrational way can be a really powerful path towards shifting those vibrations and breaking those patterns and allowing energy to move in ways that maybe it hasn't before, and to really allow us to inhabit new spaces in our own bodies, in our own minds, and then together here on the planet. I'm going to read just a little bit from chapter 10, called Sound as Key, just to really give you a sense of how the emotions, the vibrations, our bodies, our connection to the earth, right? All the things that we've been working with, how they weave together and come together in this next exercise that we're about to do. So, quoting from the book, "The entire universe of your body is a walking symphony. You are luminous eggs of cascading energy, creating multiple cascading resonances of sound. Your body, for instance, is a standing wave pattern created through many forces, and these various standing waves that comprise your body are in resonance to the earth and are also affected by the resonant shifts that the earth is going through. At present, the earth is going through a major transitory period in which its own resonances and vibrations are altering and moving to a new state of balance. Therefore, the resonance fields of your body are also transiting to a new level of balance from the subatomic, atomic, and on up to the cellular level. This is affecting your organs and systems. This is creating tremendous internal biological stress, which gets translated into physical challenges that sometimes take the form of diseases, sometimes fatigue, lethargy, and at times highly agitated mental and emotional states. In the emotional realm, these types of stresses often take the form of emotional instability. Emotions are a multi-level phenomenon which relate to neurological patterns within your brain, as well as to vibrational and sound patterns. The hormonal responses within your body also relate to changes in emotions, and emotion affects changes in breathing patterns and oxygenation in the blood, as well as changes in blood chemistry. All emotions have a sound signature, which is related to their vibratory nature. Thus, emotions can be viewed much like musical chords, some of which are melodic and soothing, while others are grating and cacophonous. It's also true that sound, or the signature of emotion, is held intercellularly through resonant fields in specific areas of your body. This means that an emotion, such as anger, as well as its sound signature, will have a certain quality, a timbre, a pitch, and intensity. So further on from the work that I originally learned with Stephanie at the Voice Journey Sound Center, and through this work from Tom and the Hathors, the gist here is that because emotions have sound signatures, because they're held intercellularly through the resonant fields in various areas of our body, that by activating those resonant fields through vibration, through sound, through making sound in our bodies, that we can tap into these emotions and allow them to move in a completely different way.